USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The person of interest in the Christmas morning RV bomb in downtown Nashville is identified as 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner. Investigators are looking into reports that he was paranoid with 5G technology. The blast happened in front of an AT&T transmission building. Nashville Mayor John Cooper tells CBS's Face the Nation he doesn't believe that's a coincidence.
The truck was parked adjacent to this large, historic AT&T facility, which happens to be in downtown Nashville, somewhat surprisingly. And to all of us locally, it feels like there has to be some connection.
Federal agents have raided a home in the Antioch neighborhood of Nashville in connection with Warner. Cell phone service and emergency communications in several states were still impacted more than 24 hours later. A 48-hour curfew in the heart of downtown Nashville's tourist scene ends this afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil. A has-been. Full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.